Welcome. Let's enter the Arrowverse. Welcome to the Arrowverse. I'm Christy Wong.
And I'm Dan Milliken. We are going to find out what this app is, and we're going to talk about what the best things about it are and where you can go and how to use it. So with me are the founders of Arrowverse. Charles Cook, thanks for being able to take some time to explain what this is all about.
Thank you, Dan.
Nice to see you.
And Nathan Fletcher, what is your title?
I serve as Executive Vice President of Programming and General Manager.
That's a lot.
I can't put that on the lower 13. Okay, so you guys, welcome to the Arrowverse. First of all, let's find out what this is, and then we'll get into how to use it. So, Charles, what is the Arrowverse?
Arrowverse is a streaming app dedicated to the broadband of all aviation. And it is a collection of documentaries, YouTubers, original content, just anything of aviation interest that's done very well that we can bring on.
All airplanes, all the time, on demand.
So we have a wide variety of different categories. So you've got military aviation, warbirds, vintage aircraft, general aviation. We have bush planes. There's documentaries, series. So just a lot of different categories. We want to make sure we serve everybody. Space flight. We have some interesting documentaries about, you know, how we got to the moon, things like that. So we really want to serve everyone in the aviation and aerospace community.
For navigating around the Arrowverse, what are your best tips?
I think the categories is a good place to go, right? You can search through the categories. You'll probably find something that you like because it breaks it out by, instead of it being documentary movie series, it breaks it out by the type of aviation or aerospace content. And then I think the other way you could consume the content is a new feature that will be launched very soon. It may be launched already by the time you watch this, is we have some streaming channels. So up at the top, there's a button that says channels. You hit that, and it'll take you to a menu of different streaming channels. Warbird HQ, which is just warbirds all the time. You love warbirds. You go there, you plop it on, and you're good to go. Just the Docs, which is documentary films, so nothing but documentary films, and the Pilot's Lounge, which is general aviation. So you can go in there and you'll see a collection, and it's just going to be a streaming channel. So you put it on, and it's already running, no commercials, and runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Streaming channel is a great idea. I can be working in the hangar, throw Warbirds up there, and just have it play in the background, and it's just a great environment. Have a fly-in. And just have general aviation streaming channel up there. Give content and stuff to people just arriving. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
And you're also going to have a community feature, correct?
Yes, that's right. And so maybe by the time you see this, it'll be launched. But at the top, there'll be a button for community. And that'll be a way that people can post videos, images, they can comment, talk to each other, communicate to each other. And we hope that, you know, it'll start growing as the subscriber base grows, that people can stay in contact with each other. And that will be available on the web platform and the mobile app. So you could just do that while you're, you know, driving around or whatever.
Charles is the creator of the app. I've got to ask this because the people clicking in might want to know. You're the creator. What's your favorite content right now on Arrowverse?
It would be the biplanes. I enjoy the open cockpit flying, right? I always have, yeah. And the big vintage biplanes have always been very romantic to me, and, you know, film captures that so well. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy the documentary side of it, where you learn some of the history of those airplanes and the pilots that flew them.
And as we get more and more subscribers with the Arrowverse and as it grows, there's going to be a lot more content added, correct?
Absolutely. And so we actually have content that we acquired or made, earlier in 2023 that hasn't been released yet. So there is new content that gets released on the app every week. That's our commitment, and that'll always be our commitment. There will be something new released every week. And so we're doing that right now. Season 2 of Alaskan Bush Pilots is being released 2 episodes a week right now. And so that'll happen, you know, as long as we're around. We'll keep adding new content. And I just want to go back to the biplane thing for Charles. Charles owns an airport in Fort Worth that, and he has a collection of amazing biplanes.
It is amazing.
And I'm not a plane guy. I'm a TV guy. But I went out there, and I was just blown away. They really are beautiful aircraft. And he has some really unique ones, and I know one of the ones is he's rebuilding one that's about 100 years, very special Waco aircraft that is really neat. So he really loves biplanes. He really does. Yeah.
Well, we're actually going to have an episode that if you're watching on the Arrowverse right now, you'll be able to click that is Charles and his friend talking about this very specific Waco. So go check that out on the app. Click around, find it. It's really good.
Thanks.
We talked about that you're adding content. Is your goal at Arrowverse like the early HBO Max or something like that, where it was maybe a lot library or content that was already out there that you got, but then they slowly started growing original to where then all of a sudden original was became the primary. What's your thoughts?
I don't want to go too far down the media wormhole.
Right.
part of the challenge right now in the media landscape is that, you know, all the big players, your Disney and Paramount Plus and Hulu, they tried to compete with Netflix. They try to go from zero to Netflix instantly. And right. So they right now, they're all marketing themselves as we're another Netflix. We have everything for everyone, right? We have sports. We have everything. Meanwhile, for the typical TV viewer, they don't know where to go to watch a specific piece of content. I don't know how many times you've ever had that conversation with your, oh, yeah, I want to watch that new show, but I'm not sure where it's
where
on.
Where is it at? I can't find it.
Yeah. And that's because branding has pretty much disappeared. You used to be able, if you wanted to watch sports, you went to ESPN. You want to watch music, you went to MTV. You want to watch country music, go to CMT. It used to be very simple. You knew for this particular kind of content, I'm going to go to this brand. So what has happened is there are these specialty streamers like Shudder, which is just horror films, right?
Oh, okay.
Curiosity Streams, which is just documentaries. There's Gaia, which is like a holistic and new age stuff. And there's all these specialty streamers that have merged and grown over the last 5 years and done very well. So Gaia made $80 million last year.
Wow.
Curiosity Stream has 24 million subscribers worldwide.
Wow.
And so there's these specialty streamers that have done very well because there is a void in the media world right now for specialty or niche audiences. So for our goal with Arrowverse is we want to fill that void for aviation aerospace enthusiasts, where if they want that kind of content, they know where to go. And that's the kind of brand and experience we want to develop.
Can I speak to that for 1 second? One thing about aviation content, it's very fragmented where it's at. It's all over the place, just in little slivers. And a good example would be YouTube. What's on YouTube? Everything in the world, including some aviation content. Well, then to get to the aviation content, you have to filter through this giant piece of the pie to get this little sliver. And what we're trying to do with Arrowverse, and it goes with this community function we're putting on where you can download your own video on there or discussion, is we're trying to gather up all those fragments where if you're truly interested in aviation, you can come to one place and find all that in a very organized, easy, methodical way to get through it. So that's what we're actually, the root base of what Arrowverse is gathering in all this fragmented content. Because let's say Paramount, and I'm just using that because I heard it, it's just off the top of my head. Well, they have a couple aviation shows. Over here, you have concentrated aviation shows. And, okay, so there are a couple of aviation shows. Well, I want more of that. Well, no, you know, we only have a couple, so you have to switch over to a different genre. Well, over here, like on our full-time streaming channel, well, it's 24 hours of nothing but Warbird documentary or 24 hours of nothing but general aviation on there that you can have. And because it's a streaming app, oh, I want to watch something specific, you can go watch it when and which one you want on demand. So I think it's going to be very good for the aviation community.
And I wanted to add one thing to that is the other thing that we're able to do is offer a commercial-free experience. And so, you know, our commitment is when you tune in, you don't have to watch commercials. That's why you're paying a subscription fee. But the other thing is all of our content is appropriate for all ages. So it's the kind of app that you can also, you can give to your kid.
And not worry about it, right?
That is a really big thing. Yeah. I have an 11-year-old.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
All right, so last thoughts on your best tip for that user who's on right now.
I think just go through the categories, find the content you want, build a favorites list. You know, one of the features we'll also be rolling out is you can download certain shows to your device.
Oh, nice.
And so that you can watch it when you're not connected to the
internet. When you're on an airplane ride.
Right, exactly. And which is something important for aviation folks. So I would say go pick what you like, download it, and watch it later. But that's probably my biggest tip.
My biggest tip would, if it's a tip, is if you enjoy aviation, you don't have to be a pilot. This isn't just aimed at pilots. It's anybody that's an enthusiast about airplanes. There's something on here for you. It may be you like watching the airplane fly through the mountains, but you may also like watching an annual inspection on a P-51 and just look at what beautiful craftsmanship it takes to keep these airplanes going. There's something for everybody, or I'll say this, the story behind either one of those. The people are super interesting on here. So don't make the mistake that this is a pilot channel. It's for anybody that really has an interest in aviation.
Let's say that I know somebody that is interested in aviation and I would like to gift them a subscription to Aeroverse. Would I be able to do that?
You would. Well, with the new feature, when we launch later in March, you'll be able to, you know, buy a gift for somebody and send that to them.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So, and they're probably watching this, and that's already there. So check out the gift thing. So, guys, welcome to the Aeroverse. Look around. Enjoy it. We'll see you.